Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. This is Jesus and the Kingdom of God, and we're going to be looking at the preface. We're so used to nicely crafted sermons and tidy Christian platitudes that we are shocked when we encounter the radical Jesus. And radical he was. With his cousin John the Baptist, he came onto the scene and began to preach that the Kingdom of God was at hand. The reign of God had come to first century Palestine in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. We like the comfort of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 5:3. How gentle. But when we actually begin to listen to Jesus' parables of the kingdom, we are taken aback. Consider, for example, the parable of the sower and the soils in Matthew 13. It teaches that a person's faith can become choked with the thorns of wealth and worries. Is he talking about your faith? Your spiritual life? The parable of the unmerciful servant in Matthew 18 describes a person who refuses to forgive a minor fault despite the fact that he has just been forgiven a humongous debt. Surely, that doesn't apply to me. The parable of the talents in Matthew 25 should give us pause. Does it mean that we will be held accountable to God himself for how we use what he has given us? Am I the servant who buried his talent? This can get uncomfortable. I'm sure that it made Jesus' first hearers uncomfortable too. But they were so fascinated by the power of the unvarnished truth that they came back again and again, and this man healed them. What is this kingdom of God? Why is it good news? Why does it demand so much from me? I invite you to come to grips with the raw truths that Jesus taught, without the sugar coating of modern religion. Come back with me to the first century roads and villages of Galilee and Judea, and hear again your master teach. You'll find that the seed of his word will sprout and grow in you afresh, strong and fruitful. I look forward to walking with you on this journey through Jesus' teachings of the kingdom. Let's pray. Lord, open up our ears so that we can hear. Open up our eyes so that we can see. And make us your disciples, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.